NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story.
Roger, Eagles, I'm done.
Roger, how does it look?
The Eagle has wings.
Roger.
Looking good.
Roger, Neil.
The afternoon of July 20th, 1969. Inside the Apollo 11 Lunar Module Eagle, astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin are poised to make history's first landing on the moon. But there's one big hurdle to overcome, the last 50,000 feet down to the surface. The engine on the bottom of the spidery-looking lunar module, or LEM, has to fire perfectly to drop the craft from orbit and take the crew to a safe and smooth touchdown. This part of the mission has never been tried before. The last 12 minutes will be a voyage into the unknown.
Eagle Houston, we rig you now. You're a go for PDI. Over.
Roger, understand. Lights on. 1-0. Mission 10%.
PDI, or Powered Descent Initiation. NASA lingo for lighting up the rocket motor and starting the perilous journey downward. 26 seconds later, the engine is at full power. Everything goes exactly as planned until the astronauts reach 6,000 feet. Suddenly, a yellow alarm light flashes. Eagle's computer is being overloaded. It might cause an abort of the lunar landing. Steve Bales, a quick-thinking engineer in mission control, knows that the computer will actually keep functioning. He tells capsule communicator Charlie Duke to give Armstrong and Aldrin the okay to proceed.
We're go. Same type. We're go.
2,000 feet. Into the egg. 47 degrees.
Roger.
47 degrees.
Eagle looking great. You're go. Roger. 1202. We copy it.
35 degrees. 35 degrees. 750. Coming down to 23.
500 feet above the moon, another potential problem crops up. Eagle's guidance system is heading the craft toward a field of rocks and boulders. Armstrong takes over manual command and steers away from the danger, while Aldrin continues to chart the LEM's altitude and speed.
100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward. 5%. 185. 75 feet. That's looking good. Down a half. 6 forward.
60 seconds.
The warning from mission control means that Eagle has only a minute's worth of fuel left. Armstrong has to put the LEM down on the surface and soon.
40 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Straight shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward. Drift into the right a little. 30 seconds. Forward. Back light. Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent. Auto control, both auto descent. Engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
They've done it. The landing is so soft, the astronauts feel just a slight bump when Eagle's spindly legs touch the lunar soil. Neil Armstrong's voice echoes in mission control from 240,000 miles away.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
It was a team effort. The thousands of people who had worked on Apollo 11, the mission controllers in Houston, the Apollo astronauts themselves. They joined to create a magic moment. For the first time, humans would set foot on another world. This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.